Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. An emotionally charged rally has been held in Tel Aviv by relatives of Israeli hostages in Gaza to demand that the government resume negotiations to bring them back. Daniela Loni, who along with her daughter was released last month, said there was no time to lose.
Every day that passes is a danger to their lives. Do not abandon the hostages. We must act now. Bring them home now!
At a news conference speaking via translator, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted the military campaign would continue.
The military pressure is necessary both for bringing back the hostages and to achieve victory. Without the military operation, we would not have been able to bring an outline that brought to the release of over 100 hostages, and continued military pressure will bring to the release of all the hostages. The assumption of entering negotiations is based on this pressure. Without this pressure, we have nothing.
Hamas says the group will not agree to another deal for the release of hostages unless what it calls the aggression against Palestinian people stops once and for all. The United States Central Command says one of its warships has shot down more than a dozen attack drones fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen on Saturday. The Iranian-backed group has carried out strikes on vessels passing through the Red Sea since the war in Gaza began. Our Washington correspondent, Shingai Nyoka, says the White House is concerned.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who is on a trip to the Middle East, described the Houthis as a material threat to shipping and commerce in the region. Four of the world's five largest shipping companies have now stopped their vessels from travelling through the Red Sea because of missile attacks. The rebels, who have declared their support for Hamas, say they are targeting Israel-bound ships, but experts say they are firing indiscriminately. US, French and British warships have been patrolling the Red Sea area and have shot down several missiles.
The International Organization for Migration says 61 people are feared dead after a ship sank off the coast of Libya. The organization quoted survivors as saying that the boat was carrying 86 people, including women and children, from the Libyan city of Zawara to Europe when it was swamped by high waves. 6 years after he disappeared during a holiday in Spain, the British teenager Alex Batty has returned home. Batty was 11 when he went missing with his mother and grandfather. Earlier this week, he was found by a motorist near the French city of Toulouse. He told the authorities he'd been living in what he described as a spiritual community and had moved from place to place. Police in Britain say they're yet to establish the circumstances around Alex Batty's disappearance. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC in London. Chad says it has ordered four Sudanese diplomats to leave the country for accusing it of interfering in the conflict in Sudan. The Sudanese military had previously said that weapons are being sent to its enemy, the Rapid Support Forces, via Chad. It said the supplies were being provided by the United Arab Emirates. Police in Ecuador say a prominent British businessman has been kidnapped in the port city of Guayaquil. Colin Armstrong is the president of AgriPac, a high-profile agriculture company, and the British Honorary Council in the country. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Armstrong was abducted in the early hours of Saturday from a farm he owns north of Guayaquil, which is the country's largest city. A witness says as many as 15 men entered the property dressed as police officers and took him away. Many people have posted messages on social media demanding action from President Daniel Noboa, who took office last month, promising to tackle a surge in gang-related violence in recent years. Kidnappings for ransom and robberies have become common in parts of Ecuador, including Guayaquil and its outskirts. Most of the violence is attributed to the increasing involvement of local gangs with rival Mexican drug cartels.
One of Brazil's most revered musicians, Carlos Lyra, has died in Rio de Janeiro. He was 90. Lyra was one of the pioneers of bossa nova, a blend of traditional samba with elements of jazz and other musical genres. A talented guitar player, he wrote some of the movement's most influential songs in the late 1950s and 60s, including Lobo Bobo.
Os conselhos da vovó.
BBC News.